Good evening, sisters. May we bow. Dear Almighty, our Heavenly Father, who does all things well, we approach your throne of grace and mercy to say thank you for another blessed day. You woke us up this morning and you started us on our way, and we want to say thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the forgiveness of our sins. I ask at this time that you forgive me of all my sins and transgressions against you and my fellow man, knowingly and unknowingly, in thought, in word, or in deed, so that this prayer will come up to you for blessings. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all of my sisters that are on the call tonight who have taken time out of their busy schedules to call in for the last night of our gospel revival. Dear Father, we have been fed sumptuously all week, starting on Monday night, and we are back again to have two more meals from our sisters on this day, Sister Jan Goosby and Sister Sharaka Melton. Bless the speaker of the hour, Sister Jan C. Goosby. Help her to have a ready collection of the things she has studied. Bless her deliverance to impart a portion of your word so that we who are listening will be spiritually fed. Help us to do our own self-evaluation, to examine our hearts so that we will be able to answer the question, who are you accountable to, God or man? Father, you said that we will always have the poor among us. We ask that you supply their every need. Special blessings for those who are sick and on their beds of affliction. Touch their bodies and restore them to a reasonable portion of their health and strength. Bless those who are bereaved at this time, grieving the loss of dear loved ones. We ask you to strengthen, comfort, and grant unto them your peace. Bless the lady prayer warriors of the Church of Christ. Bless the administrative team as we work untiringly to take care of the business of serving and ministering to others. As we begin our program tonight, bless all of our program participants who will be helping to carry out the program. May this program be to your glory and to your honor. It's in the mighty and powerful name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we do pray and ask it all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Dorothy, for taking us to the throne for our opening prayer. I have Sister Elizabeth. I may have a change in program. Sister Elizabeth, will you be filling in tonight? I see that you're... Is that Sister
Hello?
Elizabeth, or is that Sister
What did you say?
Oh, I
didn't hear
you. Are you feeling... Yes, I can hear you now, please. Are you feeling...
I'm supposed to sing tonight, but I'm not sure which section.
Oh, okay.
The first section or the second.
Okay, that's the second. Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Oh, it's 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock session.
Yes, okay. You're fine.
All right,
Sister Jan.
He doesn't sing at the second session. I'm not sure what you got.
Okay. And I don't have Sister Vivian on. I don't see her, so we're going to get the scripture read next.
Check to see if you got the right program, because I'm not sure what you're looking at.
Yes, ma'am. Sister Vivian, I have you up next for our scripture reading. Sister Vivian. Okay. Sister Jane. I inboxed you. All right, our scripture reading tonight, my sisters, would be coming from the book of Luke, chapter 13. Luke chapter 12, verses 42 through 48. And here goes the reading of God's word. The Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and wise manager whom the master puts in charge of his household servants to give them their allowance of food at the proper time. Blessed is that slave whom his master finds at work when he returns. I tell you the truth, the master will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that slave should say to himself, my master is delayed in returning, and he begins to beat the other slaves, both men and women, and eat and drink and get drunk, then the master of that slave will come on that day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he does not foresee, and will cut him in two and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's but did not get ready or do what his master asked will receive a severe beating. But the one who did not know his master's will and did things worthy of punishment will receive a light beating. From everyone who has been given much, much will be required. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, even more will be asked. I've read Luke chapter 12, verses 42 through 48. May the Lord bless the hearers and the doers of his word. Next, we will have our song praise by our dear sister, Cheryl Anderson.
Thank you. There's a dream that I dream of my heavenly home, and I know that I'm going there someday. Oh yes, it may be morning, night alone. Lord, I don't know just how soon, but I will keep swimming, Lord, up my timber every day. I'll keep swimming all of my timber on to glory every day. I will keep swimming all of my timber on to glory every day. Oh, it may be morning, night or noon, oh, Lord, I don't know just how soon, but I will keep swimming, Lord, on my timber every day. I will keep sailing all of my timber on to glory every day. Lord, I will keep sailing all of my timber on to glory every day. In my morning, not a noon, Lord, I just don't know how soon, but I will keep sending all of my timber every day. I will keep sending Lord of my timber. Every day, sending up my timber every day. Hey, hey, hey.
Amen, amen. Beautiful song. Sending up my timber every day. What a powerful song to lead us into this program. We're going to have our introduction of our speaker brought to now by Sister Sharaka Nelson. And then the next voice you will hear will be our speaker, Sister Jan Goosby.
I'm trying to come off of mute. Can you hear me?
Yes, sis, we hear you.
Okay, good evening, everyone. And I want to welcome all of our first-time callers and our guests. We are so happy to have you, and we're just so thankful that you're here. I have the pleasure tonight to introduce my sister, my fellow administrator, my lady prayer warrior, Sister Janice Goosby. She is the wife of the minister, William C. Goosby, and they labor at Sims Avenue Church of Christ. She is the mother of one son, Jamal Goosby. They have been married for 40 years. Wow. She has been a member of the church since 1972, and she was baptized at Sims Avenue Church of Christ. And again, where her husband is currently the minister. Sister Jan has a bachelor's degree in computer information systems, and she currently works at PowerServe as a senior IT engineer. Sister Jan has taught children Bible school classes, vacation Bible school, ladies Bible classes, spoken on several Ladies Day programs, and spoke on, of course, Lady Prayer Warriors Friday Night Bible Series. She has also served as one of the Lady Prayer Warrior administrators, and she's been serving since 2015. She is currently serving as the team leader for the Prison and Sick and Shut-In Ministry. Sister Jan has participated in LPW 100 Days of Prayer and the 24-hour prayer thons over the past 7 years. She enjoys every single moment of it. Outside of church and LPW, Sister Jan's hobbies are walking, swimming, tennis, retail therapy, okay, girl, and traveling. She enjoys participating in the City of Atlanta annual 5K charity walk, which includes the walks for lupus, Alzheimer's, breast cancer, sickle cell, arthritis, and heart walk. Sister Jan loves working and teaching children, teaching in Bible classes and organizing and planning Ladies' Day gatherings and church events for her congregation. Her favorite song is Hope to God. Unchanging Hand. Her favorite scripture is Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Sister Jan is an amazing, amazing sister in Christ. And also is a low-key comedian. I present to some and introduce to others Sister Jan C. Goosby.
Woo. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Sister Sharaka. I didn't know I was a low-key comedian, but okay. Okay. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me this day to be on your program tonight. Our admins appreciation month, and I want to say thank you to all our fellow admins for giving me this opportunity to be able to speak to you all on tonight, which is our fifth night of our summer revival. We started to doing this annually, and really enjoying it, been enjoying it for the past few years that I participated. It's a joy and it's an honor to be here tonight. I thank all of my admins for being on the call. I thank you, all our Lady Prayer Warriors, our first-time callers, our visitors, everybody that took their time out of their schedule to be on this call tonight. I thank you, and may God continue to bless your work in the Lord. I want to thank our sisters who have spoken before me this week, Sister Dorothy Ross Jenkins, who spoke on Monday night, and our overall theme for this this month and this revival is, who are you accountable to, God or man? And so Sister Dorothy, she brought us a wonderful, powerful lesson on a call to accountability by refocusing, restructuring, relaunching, and reigniting our faith. Then Sister Natissa came along on Tuesday night and spoke and brought us a lesson on trusting God rather than man. On Wednesday night, Sister Katrina, another beautiful and powerful lesson on who will you serve. Last night, Sister Devine brought us a power-packed lesson on who are you, the ant, the badger, the locust, or the lizard. And just wonderful lessons just fed all week long, and I don't want to stop the show. I want to do my part, and so you all bear with me as I speak, and then I know Sister Sharrock is going to shut it down tonight at 9 p.m., so don't go anywhere. Hang on to your seats, and let's ride this thing all the way out to the end. Tonight, I won't hold you long and try to give you the meat of the lesson and let it be yours, and may you feast off of it. Again, our theme for this month is, who are you accountable, God or man? My subtopic for this month, for this lesson, would be, unto whom much is given, shall much be required. I want to thank all our program participants before I get started. Our gracious host, Sister Natissa Thompson, always do a fantastic job and never fail to answer the call when asked to do something. And I want to thank you so much, Sister Natissa. Our prayer warriors, senior prayer warriors, Sister Dorothy Ross Jenkins, I thank you so much. She's, to all of these are admins, and I just want to thank Sister Dorothy for giving us a wonderful prayer. Our scripture reader, Sister Dean Mills, well, Sister Natissa stood in her stand because she had some phone problems, but she was on here. She was on. Our beautiful, beautiful, beautiful songbird, Sister Cheryl D. Anderson, even though she's not an admin, but she answered the call also. And sending up my timber, that's one of my favorite old-time, pastime songs we grew up listening to and singing along the way, and I love that song. And you did it very well, sis. Introduction of our speaker, I thank you, Sister Sharaka, always bringing the excitement to our gatherings, and I thank you so much for introducing me tonight. Wonderful job. And then we'll have a closing prayer done by Sister Katrina Stafford, and I know she'll do wonderful in presenting and closing us out with this portion of our program. Okay, let's get started with our program. Our scripture lesson text. If you have pen and paper, if you have your Bibles, please go to Luke chapter 12, verse 42 through 48. I'm sure these scriptures are familiar with all of us, and so let's get into our lesson. Okay, to whom much is unto whom much is given, much is required. The phrase "to whom much is given, much is required" was first contained by the coined by the Lord Jesus Himself, recorded for us in Luke chapter 12, verse 48. The relevant portion of the verse reads as follows: everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required. Luke chapter 12, verse 48. Alternate rendering, such as, with great power came great responsibility. all stem from the verse, from this verse, but what exactly did Jesus mean when he uttered this timeless phrase, and what are its implications for us today? To put it simply, to whom much is given, much is required, means that we are all held accountable for using our God-given talents, gifts, skills, and abilities properly. Because all that we have is a gift from God. He expects us to use these gifts to advance his kingdom, regardless of how much or how little we have received. The central theme of this saying is accountability. This does not imply that those who have received less are held less responsible for using their gifts properly, but that regardless of how much we receive, God holds us all accountable for its proper use. Just keep that in mind, sisters, as we go through this lesson. In Luke 12:42, we'll be talking about the parables. Jesus was very fond of the use of the medium of teaching known as parables. Parables were a means of using earthly things to convey spiritual truth. The example of the sower, sowing the seed, was one of Jesus' parables, found in Matthew chapter 13, 3 through 9, and 18 through 23. The example of the tares and the wheat was another one of Jesus' parables, found in Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 through 30, 37 through 34, excuse me, 30, 43, 37 through 43. The example of the pearl of great price was another one of Jesus' parables, found in Matthew chapter 13, verse 45 through 46. Those who wanted to understand the words of the parable would hang on with Jesus to receive the explanation and the application of the parable, Luke chapter 12, verse 41. Just like when we are listening to the word of God being preached, sometimes that word be so powerful we want to sit and we want to listen and we want to really hear exactly what God was trying to tell us in that lesson. We want to hear the minister preach and tell us all that we need. And so we just hang on to our seats for the end. Luke chapter 12, verse 41 reads, "And then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all?" Some would ask, what was the meaning of the parable found in Matthew chapter 13, verse 36? If you were willing to learn from Jesus, you would be enlightened with wonderful spiritual truth that would greatly enhance your life, Matthew chapter 13, verse 10 through 17. And let's read that. That's Matthew chapter 13. Chapter 13, verse 10 through 17. Let's see what it says. Matthew chapter 13, I'm sorry. Got the wrong one. Okay, 10 through 17. Matthew chapter 13, verse 10 through 17. And it reads, "And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, who said, By hearing you should hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which we hear, and have not heard them. That's the reading of God's word found in Matthew chapter 13, verse 10 through 17. Look at the parable as a wrapped piece of candy. Jesus gives you the candy enclosed by the wrapper so it is unseen. You ask for the meaning of the parable, which reveals the candy inside the wrapper. You then eat the candy and eat and enjoy the taste of it when you receive the parable in your life. How sweet are the words of Jesus to those of us who will hear his parables. As we talk about accountability and being accountable for the words found in Luke chapter 12, verse 42 through 48, which is our lesson text, it gives us something to consider. To whom much is given, much is required. Something is required if you receive something. Sisters, being accountable means you are responsible to someone who has authority over you because of something that has been placed in your charge. You will be held accountable based on what you did with what you placed in your charge, with what was placed in your charge. There is the expectation from the one who placed it in your charge that you will be made with it. Whoever has received is required to do something with whatever it is that has been given. Luke chapter 12, verse 48. Luke uses the word steward to identify the one who has something placed in their charge. That's Luke chapter 12, verse 42. The steward was one who was given charge of the house or household, a manager or superintendent who looks after what belongs to another. In the early church, the apostles and the elders and the evangelists were looked to as stewards of things pertaining to the church. But in as much broader sense, all of us, sisters, all of us who are a part of the church are stewards of the things God has given to us. Stewards must show themselves to be faithful and wise in caring for what has been placed in their charge. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. Stewards are servants, and as such, will one day give an account to God by Jesus Christ for our servanthood and how we have acted in our duties and responsibilities as servants, Luke chapter 12, verse 43. Some stewards mismanage what has been placed in their charge, but still there will be accounting. Let's look at Luke chapter 12. Verse 43 through 48 again. Okay, and it reads 43, verse 43 said, "Blessed is the servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing." 45. I'm going to drop down to 45 to 48. "But, and if the servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and do, and to eat and drink, to be drunken, the Lord of the servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord will and prepare not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with three stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more." So, again, some stewards mismanage what has been placed in their charge, but still there will be an accounting for it. Every steward shall at a time appointed, will be called to give an account of themselves to God. God has given life to us, and we are stewards of it, and we'll have to give account of what we have done with it. God has given us material possessions, has given material possessions to us, and we are stewards of them and have to give account of what we have done with them. God has given our homes to us, and we are stewards of our homes, and we'll have to give an account to how we have ordered it. God has given time to us, and we are stewards of it, and we'll have to give an account to how we have used our time every day, every month, every year. God has given us our children, sisters, and we are stewards of them, and we'll have to give an account of how we have brought them up. God has given us a place in the church, and we are stewards of it, and we have to give an account of what we have done in the body of Christ. God has given us skills and abilities to us, and we are stewards of them, and we have to give an account of what we have done with it. God has given salvation to us, and we are stewards of it, and we have to give an account to what we have done with it. And God has given his word to us, and as stewards of it, we will have to give an account of what we have done with it. No matter what God has placed in your care, whether little or much, he requires that you make use of it in such a way that it brings glory back to him. Look at the word of the Lord about the servant and the talent. Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 through 15. That's Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 and 15. Okay, and it reads, okay, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another one to every man according to his several abilities, and straightway took his journey. The Lord of the servants gave each of the servants a portion of his good to be responsible for. To one he gave 5 measure portion of his good. To one he gave 2. To another he gave 1. We may sometimes focus on what has been given to others and compare ourselves with them, but what we should be focused on and truly appreciated is what has been given to us and how we need to make use of it. The 5-talent servant and the 2-talent servant both put what they had been given to use and made a gain for the Lord. Matthew 25:16-17. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. So they put good use to the measure that was given to them. What they had been given was not for them, but for their Lord's benefit. The 1-talent servant did not do as the other 2 had done, and as he was expected to do. Matthew 25:18, which read, but he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. He didn't do anything with it. What he did was for the benefit of himself and not the benefit of his Lord. The servant confused being with doing and possessing with using. Being saved is not the same with using. Being saved is not the same as doing what the saved are supposed to be doing. Having a gift is not the same as using that gift. Having material possessions is not the same as using those material possessions and doing it for the benefit of the Lord. The Lord of the servant came back from his journey and reckoned with his servants regarding what they had left in their charge. Matthew chapter 25, verse 19 reads, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. The 5-talent servant had made an increase of 5, and the 2-talent servant had made an increase of 2. And the Lord commended them with the words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." He said, "Well done" to them because they had done well. Do you see it? If we do well, what would the Lord say to us? The 1-talent servant was not commended, but was condemned to outer darkness because he had not worked in such a way as to bring his Lord a benefit. He could have received a well done from his Lord also, but he did not do well. He hid what he had placed, what had been placed in his charge. Do you see it, sisters? How sad for him. How sad it is for us if we act in similar fashion. No one can hide behind fear or their own thinking or lack of church program or church folks' attitude as an excuse for not making use of what the Lord has placed in their charge. Every servant will have to give an account at the day of reckoning. So all of us are accountable to God, and we have to answer to him. The big question is, what would you hear from him when you answer? Will you hear him say, "Well done"? Will you hear him say, "Cast him out"? You and I are accountable to God for what he has given into our charge to be used for his benefit. Remember this, we are the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord has given all of us something to be responsible for. We should use for the Lord's benefit what he has entrusted us with. The Lord is coming to take account of his servants. Make sure you have done well so that he may say, "Well done." And in conclusion, the last thing I'm going to say about this lesson, and it will be yours. Give me just a minute. Is that we must give an account for everything that we have done from the time we are born to the time that we die. We have to remember to whom much is given, much is required. I want to thank you for your time, and may God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Jan, for that powerful lesson on being a good steward. We're going to have our dear Sister Katrina Stafford to come up and give us our closing prayer at this time.
Let us pray, my sisters. Dear Father, we come again approaching your throne with thanksgiving. God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for another opportunity to be able to hear another portion of your word. But Father, before I go further, I ask that you please forgive me of the sins that I have committed. Father, I pray that there is nothing that hindered this prayer from reaching you on tonight. Lord, we come just thanking you for all those who have participated on this program. Father, we thank you for our speaker of the hour, our dear sister Jan Goosby. Father, thank you for allowing her to boldly profess your word on tonight. Father, she helped us to realize that everything that we have was given by you, Father, and we must be held accountable for how we use those things. And we must use those things to glorify you, Father. Father, I ask that you continue to crown her head with the knowledge so that she can continue to preach and teach your word. God, I'm asking at this time that you be with those who are sick. Lord, touch and heal their bodies at this time. Father, be with those who are facing various trials and tribulations. Father, I pray that they trust you and that they know from whence their help comes from. Father, we ask in a special prayer for all those who are bereaving. I ask that you comfort them at this time. Father, we ask in a special prayer for our dear sister Della Kirkpatrick family. Lord, comfort them. Father, we pray for her daughters. Father, we pray that they will be able to remember and cherish the time that you have allowed them to spend with her. And Father, I pray that you will continue to bless us all as we strive to be faithful servants for your kingdom. Father, I'm asking all these things in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Katrina, for that beautiful closing prayer.